Welcome to the debate. So imagine inheriting this vault of, well, your company's most vital algorithms, but they are written in a language almost no one speaks anymore.
Right. The classic legacy code nightmare.
Exactly. That is the grand enterprise challenge we are looking at today. We are tearing into a recent breakthrough by Ramadan and colleagues that attempts to solve this exact problem, translating the ancient, highly cryptic language of APL into modern C#.
It is definitely an ambitious paper.
It is. And I am arguing this study proves that, you know, guided large language models offer a highly viable path to successfully modernize these legacy systems.
And I am taking the opposing view here, because while it is a fascinating paper, but the sheer amount of handholding these models require actually exposes a fundamental weakness, I think. It proves LLMs do not natively understand sparse syntax and rely entirely on heavy, human-engineered scaffolding.
Well, let's set the stage with why APL is such a beast in the first place. I mean, it is highly concise, using these unique symbols and mathematical hieroglyphics that LLMs simply haven't seen enough of in their massive training datasets.
Yeah, the training data is incredibly sparse.
Exactly. And training a new language model from scratch just to read APL would cost, what, millions?
Oh, easily. The costs of training large language models from the ground up are astronomical.
Right. So Ramadan and colleagues bypassed that massive cost. They wrapped a standard model in a framework using retrieval augmented generation, which basically means giving the model a targeted cheat sheet of APL documentation.
Right.
And they combine that with iterative refinement, where the model essentially checks and fixes its own work.
But right there is my issue. You are calling it a brilliant bypass, and I see a glaring vulnerability.
How so?
Well, if you read the paper, the baseline LLM, just the model on its own, completely fell flat. It failed to bridge the gap because it hasn't actually mapped those hieroglyphics to underlying logic. We are celebrating neural translation, but what actually succeeded was human engineering.
I mean, they guided the model.
They had to inject specialized knowledge at every single step just to keep the model from hallucinating.
I get the skepticism. I really do. But look at how they measure that success. This is not just about the resulting C# code looking syntactically correct.
True. The evaluation is rigorous.
It is. They built an automated evaluation pipeline that actually compiles and runs the C# code. Think of it less like translating a poem and more like testing two distinct calculators.
Okay.
You feed the exact same inputs into the old APL program and the new C# program. If they do not spit out the exact same functional output, it fails.
And they achieve that equivalence, yes.
The fact that an LLM, with some guidance, can consistently achieve that exact functional execution is a massive leap forward for software engineering.
Okay, the testing pipeline is solid. I will grant you that. But let's talk about how this actually scales for enterprises. To build that functional test, the researchers manually constructed perfectly clean, functionally equivalent code pairs to measure against.
Well, yes, for the study.
Right, but have you ever looked at a real, decades-old enterprise code base?
It is undocumented chaos, absolutely.
Exactly. Clean equivalent pairs do not exist in the wild. So if the baseline truth isn't nicely packaged for you, how does this highly structured, fragile framework survive?
Because the framework itself gives you the blueprint to entangle that chaos. By feeding the LLM additional context, those targeted cheat sheets we talked about, the model's performance drastically improves.
But you still need the context.
Sure, but you do not need perfect pairs on day one. You use the iterative refinement loop to translate, document, or debug the system piece by piece. Compare the cost of setting up that pipeline to the catastrophic risk of total system failure when your last APL developer retires.
You're just shifting the engineering bottleneck, though. Instead of paying developers to manually write C#, enterprises now have to build, tune, and maintain massive retrieval databases.
It's a different kind of work, yes.
And complex prop refinement loops just to coax the LLM into doing its job. Fast forward 10 years and that complex scaffolding just becomes the new legacy infrastructure nobody understands.
Well, we can certainly agree that the specific guided strategies Ramadan and his team present drastically outperform raw baseline models. I mean, their automated pipeline for verifying functional execution is undeniably a vital tool.
Unquestionably, it is a rigorous standard for testing. But the core divide remains. Does this represent a fundamental leap in neurocode translation, or is it just a masterful masking of the model's inherent limitations through, well, complex prompt engineering?
And that is the exact question you need to ask yourself as you face your own legacy modernization challenges. Are you unlocking that vault of ancient code with a true universal translator? Or are you just building a very expensive, human-powered machine around it? There is much more to explore in the original paper, and we leave it to you to discover.